fucking get a move on.
Oh, good
Cotton's gone. That's a good background.
Did Cotton drop the second that a recording started? That's brutal.
Oh my god.
Dude, I wish Paz could be here.
This is, hey, I know.
Are we
Shout
recording?
Out to Paz. We are. We're in. We're here. Welcome to the Crack House, everybody. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the second time I've been here.
Yeah, Ace and I know it quite well at this point. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's true. It's fine. How's your back doing, Ace, after being in the basement for a couple weeks?
Look, Aaron treated me very graciously. I have nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah. That's a great thing to hear. That's a great thing to hear.
What about Carr?
I didn't interact with Carr too much, but I always have good things to say about him. So,
okay.
Steppy, how did you get out of the basement? I didn't ask you last time.
Wait, I'm free?
I said it on the last Slurp Gang. I don't keep an itinerary.
It's a lease. It's a lease. Yeah.
So Cotton taken out the second that the recording started. I hope we got like one word from him.
We didn't.
Yeah, we got to bleep it. Hey Ace, lower your gain a little bit over here. My fucking ears are exploding. Really? You have such a powerful gain. Did you have a gain like that going into the Palumbo debate? Were you trying to like establish
my gain
yourself?
Is all the way down.
What
the hell anymore?
Oh my god,
Ace! But Ace, what was it like butt fucking that guy so hard?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about.
I want to know how pleasurable it was for my friend.
I
have nothing but good things to say about Aaron.
I don't. Hey, this is my first recording after skimping out on my own podcast for 2.5 weeks. So thanks for joining me here.
Hey, I didn't get the PayPal, by the way. Did you put in the right address, Bird?
No.
What?
You told me I was going to get $50 to show up to this.
Oh no, dude! That's... the ADL intercepted that.
What
yeah,
said?
Sorry about that, dude. That was my own.
If internet. You read the text message again. It says, I'd love to give you $50 for you to show up on this.
Oh, my
and
God.
You said, that sounds great. I
Fuck.
Did.
That
yeah.
Is exactly
you got to read those contracts a little
yeah,
more.
Dude,
you got to read those contracts.
I mean, listen, it's it's very assuming that you would think a wigger can read contracts.
That's true.
That's my favorite client.
I let someone else read it for me, dude.
That's true.
That's what I get paid for, baby.
What do we have today? All right, so
I'm in a 360 deal on my text messages.
360 mafia deal.
I stepped away from my mic, so hopefully the gain is a little more manageable.
Oh yeah, it's
now,
manageable.
Now you're going on. You're a little surf rock right now.
So like, what's going on with those pit vipers? Are you just wearing those every time you record now?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much. This is my new persona. Yeah.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Yeah, my
That's
pit
great.
Sona.
Did you invent this sona. Persona?
Wait, what'd you say, Bobo?
Did you invent this? We're going to go with you invented it.
Yeah, we can go with that, yeah.
Well, he's very used to making up personas, brony sonas.
What's going on there? Yeah, what is with the furry thing, Ace?
No, you asked Jay that. No, wait, it's Khan, isn't it? It's Khan, yeah, Khan's not here to defend himself.
What are you saying? No, you are the one with the persona.
Cotton is the furry? Is that
yes.
what you're trying to tell
no,
me?
No. I have the screenshots. Ace is the furry.
No,
yeah.
Bronies are not furries, but I'm not saying I'm
no,
a
furry.
This is like the, it's not pedophilia, it's ebophilia.
Hey, how about hebophilia, man?
Real libertarianism in here right now.
That's right. Yeah,
this
covered
is good.
All the bases.
This is the group of gentlemen that we've collected today occupy the most powerful group chat on the internet.
Absolutely.
I would probably go so far as to say. We have repeatedly called events as they've happened. We've given our thoughts that have turned into these waves of memes that have come out. We're really influencers, gentlemen. Has that set in for you guys yet that we're really like influencers now? We've made it. We're big on Twitter. Does anybody like that? How do we feel?
I'm just
my
chilling.
My ego is perpetual.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
I'm honored to be the gay Eminem of Liberty.
Hell yeah.
I do got to point out, Steppy is technically a scaly. Think about that.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yes.
Like we have a scale sona. It's a fucking snake grilling.
Oh, that's true. Do you still go by that persona, Steppy? Like, is that... Oh, hey, look who it is.
Oh, fuck, he showed up.
Oh, God boy. Look at the face! the listeners can't see this right now, but Cotton just arrived into the room, and he has a background of George Floyd wearing a... What is that? A Houston Rockets hat?
It's the Spurs.
Oh, it does look like it could be the Spurs. I'm not really sure because I only see half of it. You're showing something. I thought that was,
for a split second, I thought that was Viper.
Well, Viper. Could be like Viper. Could be like Viper. Are you showing solidarity with that?
No.
No. All right. Next question.
Can we still get a Wakanda Forever out of you?
Not tonight.
Not okay. Tonight.
I do have excellent. Listen, while my internet was down, I got a lot of special things.
That's who you look like.
There is a huge similarity between you and him. Yeah. You guys look similar.
Why
you
does Reed look similar? Like a Mexican 14-year-old?
Take your glasses off
on to hide his man tits
and like kind of do the pose.
Wow.
Well, this is terrible radio. This is terrible radio. This is terrible radio and excellent video.
For the listeners, Cotton has pulled up the Goatsy image and he's doing the pose right now.
And he looks just like it.
Cotton, why the fuck did he switch to meat spin? What the hell?
Uh-huh. That's right, dude.
All right, Cotton, do that pose.
Yeah, dude. Come on, meat spin for us.
Now go to lp.biz, the official Libertarian Party site. Not something else.
Let's see where that goes.
I don't know what that is. Yeah,
check that one out. Go to lp.biz for us. Check that one out.
Okay, it's loading up.
I don't think it's anything.
No, it's really not.
I swear to God, I thought you bought that domain.
I thought there was something going to happen.
It was discussed, but it was never...
Here's a good one right here. What's this website, fellas?
This is nicksarwark.com.
No, they changed it.
It's not what it used to be.
Lame.
NickSarwark.com. I haven't thought about that guy's name in months.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Okay.
Good for you.
Libertarianparty.biz is $8.
$8.
Right. Is it really?
More valuable than the actual LP.
Okay, so point it at Lemon Party. And then create a fake parody Libertarian Party account and post it with that link and say to join the party, click here and put it in the bio and everything.
Really ridiculous.
Do I still have ObamaHotDog.com in my cart? What the fuck?
How much?
$12.
That's too much.
For an Obama hot dog? Yeah.
What about Obama2.com?
It's a little low for an Obama hot dog, but... Dakota, what the fuck are you doing?
Can I totally unrelatedly mention, I'm looking at you, Ace. Mm-hmm. You accompanied my flight home from Miami. The listeners are aware that I've been gone for 2 weeks. I was like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. I got back. I'm here again. I watched your Palumbo debate.
Oh, thank you.
And I didn't get a chance to talk about it. It was excellent. It was very good. I don't know. Did you, at what point... Were you like, it wouldn't be tactful to interrupt him mid-sentence and go, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
How did you do this?
If I'm being honest, there were a couple times where I wanted to interrupt, but out of respect for Mark, I was like, okay, I'm just going to play it straight. You know what I mean? Like,
fair enough.
But there were a couple times I can't believe
we didn't do something with that. I guess, out of respect for Mark.
Yeah, it was mostly out of respect for Mark.
I can't believe that we didn't do anything about that, like, pranking them. The first prank was it was insane. It was one of the best things ever. The Kevin Castley prank, a legendary moment.
Right.
Pulpo, seriously, is all zounds.
Although, to be fair, everyone here who was in the chat for that, you guys did amazing. Like that, I went back and I watched it just for the chat replay, and it was fantastic.
Dude, the Palumbo one was lit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, 100%.
I was watching Mark read the chat and just like his corner of his mouth would curl up a little bit. Like, yes. But he just kept a straight face.
I have a screenshot, Bert. It was when you posted that comment that it was Brad just talks like a log cabin Republican and Ace is just dressed like one. Brad put that on the screen and he stared directly in the camera and just smiled for half a second. And he knew what he was doing.
Oh, man. Yeah, you mean Mark. Mark was the one controlling the posts for that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Guys, that was really excellent. I wish I could have participated in that. We need to keep doing this. Like, this is this is our niche, you know? This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we've been sent to do, is to come together and just like kind of slightly destabilize things. Like, things are going normal, and then, oh, fuck, maybe I get up and my dick is out, you know, something like that. I don't know.
That'd be fucking epic.
There's a lot. Yeah, right? How great would it be if, like, we got, like, I don't know, Walter Block to come on, right? And we were all on video, and we were doing, like, a serious debate, and then at one point, you're like, Walter, hold on, I'm going to take a shit, and you get up, and you're already pants off, and you slightly walk away. Do you think Walter would defend that?
What'd be funnier is, mid-debate, you get up, and he realizes you've been on the toilet the whole time taking a shit, and then you flush it.
I think you guys are fucking forgetting. Walter Block would be the one who would do that.
That's true. Yeah,
probably.
That's true. Can you imagine?
Perfectly viable in libertarianism to use a bathroom once in a while.
You ask Walter if tubing someone is like a DAF violation, you know?
Hey, Walter, what do you think about this? Spread your asshole as wide as it goes. Blasting it out. Oh, man. What's that dog doing? Whose dog is that?
That's my dog this time.
That's your dog? How did he?
He's being a bad dog.
Is that Frogwater?
Bad dog.
That's Michael Rutan.
Oh, okay.
Michael Rutan.
His name started as Boss, then we called him Bike, and then we just was like, well, Bike's short for Bichel, so his name's Bichel.
You're confusing the shit out of this dog.
Well, that's happened to all the dogs. We had Prim, and now she's Piggy. Mm-hmm. And then the two baby dogs we got
all these dogs have dysmorphia and they're like, what the, who the fuck am I? He just yells things at me. I don't know if he's talking to me.
No, Piggy knows she's Piggy and Bichel knows he's Bichel. I've been calling Bichel for a few months now.
Bichel's an interesting one. That's Lance Armstrong if he was Jewish. Okay, boys, the only thing that I got on the agenda, and we can pivot, is that Joe Biden made an adrenochrome reference.
Yes.
He did?
Hell yeah.
How weird is that? That was really interesting, right? Like somebody, how is that? Like, I wish you could do that with your boss, right? Is your boss ask you a stupid fucking question, and you go, Republicans think we're sucking baby dicks out, or whatever he said, like, that's... What a great thing to be able to say to somebody who you're supposed to be like serious with is to just be like, I know you asked that question, but I was just informed 10 minutes ago that the Republicans think that we're sucking the blood out of babies' dicks.
It's such a
how do you feel about
moment.
That? And she's just like, sir?
Like, and he just walks away. Like, no, I'm not going to elaborate. I'm just going to walk away.
I have to be honest.
He also threatened to run a journalist over, which is the only cool thing he's done.
The second cool thing, because the adrenochrome thing was the other. That gave me a lot of points in my book that he answered a reporter like, you know, we're fucking sucking baby blood dicks. You know that, right?
Yeah, the not cool thing is that if they're sucking out the dicks, that means he's Jewish.
All right. All right, Jay. You can only pretend to be Jewish for so long.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
I've been found out on the timeline already. I'm a white nationalist neo-Nazi LARPer.
Well, you're a world baby is what you are, and you wouldn't be the first world baby on the podcast.
Do I look like a fucking world baby, huh?
Do you
look like one?
Correct. Yes.
I do like, Jay, whenever you got in that argument with them Jewish people, and they were like, we don't even think you're Jewish. And I was like, dog, why would someone pretend to be like this?
How much can choose this for myself?
Oh, yeah, how much
let's fucking go. I realize
this fucking close to accepting the Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Like this fucking close.
Let's fucking go.
I realized I was the only slurp boy that wasn't wearing sunglasses, so I had to go and get mine. But now I'm pretty sure I am the only one wearing a yarmulke.
Here's your answer. Here's who wants to be Jewish.
Listen, dude, I want to be a lot of things, all right?
You're a world baby. You're a world baby.
You know what? Fine. I guess so.
Wow, that's a big advancement on this show.
If I'm a world baby, then it must be cool. So then I'm all right with it.
But if Jay's okay with it. Means Jay would be cool, so we can't have that.
No, Jay is not a world baby. Jay is obviously he's definitely not a world baby.
What do you mean by not?
Jay is not a world baby. Jay is he's a dirty son of a bitch.
Stop with those anti-semantics.
He does.
Hey, as a Wigger, I'm a Wally World baby.
You're a wall to wall.
Paul, I got a question for you legitimately. Were you ever like a juggalo?
No, I was never. No, I in basic training, my bunkmate was a juggalo. He had a juggalo tattoo though. So cool. I was never a juggalo. I was a 3-6 Mafia listener.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go for real. Hell yeah.
Hey.
Did we?
out of that person, did that your roommate who was a juggalo, what are the chances that he smoked weed with Kevin Castley?
I don't know. I still want to figure out who else smoked weed with that guy.
Did he say he smoked weed?
Yes, with a juggalo.
He smoked weed with a primitivist, a primitive fascist, which I've never heard of before, and reactionary communist is what he said. And then I told him I didn't know they made a handicap stall that big.
Fucking hell, man. That had to be, there's a lot of weird characters on the website. We'll probably talk about a couple more of them. I'm thinking of a particular vegetable.
Has everyone seen this tweet right here? I just sent it to the group chat.
Let's see. Somebody send that over to,
what a downer.
Somebody post, I can't see it because I only have access to the,
I'll read out for you. Uh-huh. Someone needs to create porn for children.
Oh, okay. I've had enough. Yeah, we're done.
Anyway, off that topic, I'm too racist to be a world baby.
I didn't know Dan Schneider had Twitter accounts, still.
You know, what is it like okay to say, I wonder if anybody could create porn of children is clearly not okay, but then somebody goes, well, all right, fine. It's for children.
It's like Fubu, 4S by
it's a conservative position.
That's a predator flip. That's a Franklin Scandal flip. It's you know what? I feel like I've heard neocons use that one a lot, actually. Is, well, what if you bomb them? Okay, what if they build the bombs? What if we give them the job? What about... Also, really weird.
Predator Flip, also Monster Ray's rap name.
Oh,
also, Thaddeus Russell's favorite app.
Yeah, what is man? I gotta tell you, I've really turned on Thad over the past. It was a real thing that I had to turn on him about.
Talk about how you got power.
I was on YouTube the other day, like yesterday. And I was going through the YouTube shorts, which is like 10-second clips. And it was a clip of Joe Rogan having Thaddeus Russell on the show.
Yes.
The clip was Joe Rogan saying, yeah, there was a female cop, a hot female 27-year-old cop who arrested this 15-year-old boy for selling weed to her. Now, imagine if the roles were different. If it was a guy cop with a 15-year-old girl, they'd kill that guy. And Thad's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh no, we should have known. We should have known from the start.
Wow, dude. Well, I mean, it has been a consistent position, but it's also
the most consistent child fucker.
And the libertarians were like, well, at least he was consistent.
Yeah. I still want to if you accused me of having a fetish that I didn't like but was okay with other people having, like furries, like I don't like that, but I'm not gonna be like you can't do that. And somebody accused me of being a furry, I would be like, I'm not a furry. It's whatever. I'm not a furry. And then you go like, okay, well, now let's make the fetish 12-year-olds.
And then somebody,
you're right. That's true. Yeah, you're right. And then dad basically like is like, well, I'm not a pedophile, but. And then you're like, okay, I know how the rest of this joke goes. And then the joke never shows up. It's really ridiculous. Cotton, I see that you flagged up and his internet died because he hasn't moved in half a minute. Man, rip out to Cotton.
Thank fucking
it looks
God.
Like he's wow. at Epstein Island, dude.
Yeah, he hopped on the Lolita Express.
He is. Do you think BlackRock has purchased that island yet?
BlackRock also another monster.
Also, with that, he's Russell enjoys with his wife.
Man, I was gonna go BlackRock, and also a guy who's a vegetarian. Shushing, and get it to that guy. What?
Who are you talking about? What
on earth is with that guy?
Oh,
bye,
yeah,
Cotton.
Cotton.
What?
So fucking
What is with that guy? Why is the creepiest thing about the guy who we're talking about? We don't need to shout out his name. Probably anybody who follows us enough picked up on who this dude. Unbelievable. And the dude, if you're curious who we're talking about, look for a guy in his bio. The thing says
plant-based.
What on earth is going on? So like the craziest thing about this dude is the repeated number of times that he's been told that not a podcast and Slurp Gang are two different things. and he keeps going, listen, man, I they're the same. Like, that's
they're
no.
Yeah, trust me.
On three different occasions, he's confused me and Jay for the same person.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
Every fucking time I tell him to go on not a podcast, he thinks it's my show. Like, primarily my show where I'm going to get embarrassed on. I have the fucking anchor link for Slurp Gang in my bio.
Yeah. It's outrageous. And he appears at the strangest times, and he's always looking to get owned. Every time, like, I've never seen somebody who's been, like, so eager to be like, all right, I'm going to say this shitheel comment, and it's going to easily provoke four or five of the same people to be like, you blow dicks, and you suck, and it's...
You know, lock on head, opinion disregarded.
Getting owned is a choice.
Fuck Nick Ashley, because every fucking time this guy shows up, Nick Ashley quote tweets him with my Sailor Moon cricket tweet, and I get tagged in it. I don't want to engage. I don't want to lose an hour of my life with this guy.
You should strap some tefillin on your head and send him a picture of that and be like, let's battle.
let's see which one of us is the real Jew.
I will find my fucking tefillin and do that now.
Why do you have one of those?
Popo, you need to DM him.
Why do I have one of those? I don't know. Maybe because I'm a fucking kike.
What do you do? You go to Publix with it? Like, what do you do with it? Is it like the Sun Pass when you go into the temple? It scans overhead and you're like, okay, he's good. Let him in and charge him.
it's like an easy pass.
Yeah, it is.
It's how you get the best gefilte fish in the kosher market.
This motherfucker's favorite restaurant is Crystal Burger.
How about vaccine passports instead of circumcision passport?
Just fly out and it scans it. a suspiciously blue and white light. Man, it would be really good if that dog mauled you on this podcast.
I have to go to the fucking ER.
That would mean only like Jewish dudes and Ugandan women could go to that restaurant.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, no blacks allowed.
Man, I'm dying over here. I was nervous to come back on the show, fellas, because I was gone for 2.5 weeks. And I was like, I wasn't sure. I was like, do I still have the mojo? Do I still have the good stuff? And it feels good. I feel like we're back, or I am at least.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You were not missed. I enjoyed Paz taking your place.
this is the thing. Here he comes. He's back in. Khan's back in, and he's got a man on a walkie-talkie meme.
Move your head.
Creed or anything like that. But yeah, something.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Welcome back Cotton. Welcome back. It's good to have you again. To imagine in canon, to explain this, it's that Cotton just has a really small bladder and he keeps having to take really long pees. Right. 5 minutes later he's going, all right guys, I gotta go and pee again.
Yeah, I gotta get emptied, dude.
But wait. So I know the circumcision status of most people on here,
correct?
But Pulpo,
really?
Yes, Steffi, you're circumcised, right?
Let's do it right now, boys. Let's do it right now.
I know.
Reveal.
Cam's on show receipts.
Burke, you're circumcised. Mm-hmm. Cotton, you're circumcised. Pulpo.
Well, Cotton's Jewish, so obviously exactly. He would be circumcised. Yeah.
Pulpo, what's of your course. Circumcision status?
So yeah, you hooded up. I got my balls circumcised.
Really? Oh, like really?
Now. Yeah.
Do you have them still? What do you do with them?
No, they're just, is that,
like in a jar.
What's a circumcision? Maybe I don't know what this word means.
That's bait, no, right? That has to be bait.
It's when you get your balls cut off.
Uh-huh. Oh, cut off? No. I still have them, dude. I thought it was like when you shave them. Yeah. So
you
I got circumcised
fade with your balls.
I got circumcised balls, dude, but I don't shave my dick, dude.
Yeah,
that's fine. Like, who needs, dude? Hairy dicks are where it's at. That's what
it looks like. One of them coconut
that's
trees.
True.
You mean a palm tree?
You rip that out.
Yeah, but upside down, I guess.
Do you pee out of that thing? That would be. There it is. Cotton's background has revealed the man with the rock on his head.
See, every time my internet dies, I'm just looking through my camera roll looking for backgrounds that'll make y'all laugh.
Hold on, have we He's ever asked Moon answer. Cricket what his sexuality is? I don't think we've
calling
ever
him
asked
him. Google. Dumbo, Google has heard you say that 14 times already. I'm the one writing this account. Would you relax? Oh
this
my
is
god.
This is also my personal account. This is tied to my real name.
No, you know what's going to happen now. They're going to, whatever that guy's name, James something or other, they're going to find you. They're going to find your comments.
They can't.
You're
going to
lose your job. They're going to lose. You're going to lose your job.
I call my uncle. Okay. He gets me out of it. Okay.
Easily done. And you know what? Whatever town they were in, maybe it's has some rain or wind that day. Who knows? Maybe we'll call it in. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, I do not have control over the lasers, though.
No?
Yes, that is very true. It is.
This is. So that's two doxes now. Yes. That's two.
We dox my balls, and then we dox Faye.
Yeah, that's right.
Doxing balls, that's like meat-based, right? That's the opposite of plant-based.
Hell yeah.
Totally meat-based. Yeah. I stay meat-based. Who is that? Who's that?
Oh, that's the Joe Bishop Henchman.
Yeah.
Oh! What's going on with it?
He's like Dollar General Harry Potter, right?
Dude,
even has like a little,
no,
little
Ratatouille.
Invention in his.
How is that guy not the used car salesman?
Yeah,
out of that group.
Hold on, is he Jewish?
What do you reckon?
I mean,
I don't know, man.
He looks.
There's something there with Bishop and Henchman, but I'm not going there.
Let's see that mouth, dude. Move a little bit. What that mouth?
Yeah, move over. Let's see that mouth. What is
that mouth?
Look
is
at
a circumcision
teeth.
Machine right there.
Those teeth.
That's definite like fucking Velcro sneakers wear right there.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez, yeah, dude. He loves Skechers.
Fizz check for sure. That's all the, you know. That's the all the LP should really be, and everyone.
Yeah.
That's in it right now.
Man.
Yeah, no, actually, I went to an LP meeting once. It was in a Skechers store in a mall.
How many juggalos were there?
Five, which is pretty much the entire meeting, weirdly.
Yeah, five. Yeah, you were at a juggalo meeting. That's five guys there.
Oh, I was wondering why there's so much Faygo. Fuck.
The juggalo meeting has Faygo. Elf meeting has Faygits.
Christ.
Because they're fucking gay, dude.
Oh, that's the joke. Right. That joke is on.
That's right. You got them. You got them. There he is. Shout out, yo. Shout out to Drass. Shout out to Drass.
Shout out. Yeah. Also a man I'd let fuck me in the ass.
Constantly pushing. He's constantly pushing. Yeah. That man is an envelope pusher. We've mentioned him on TLE before, Drass. We had him in a Patreon episode where we were talking about him. And actually, we're talking about him on your previous show, Cotton. Near the end, we were extolling him for his virtues. Drass is a guy who, when he'll tweet, and I'll just be like, how did I not tweet that one? Like, my favorite tweet of all time is, talking to a new girl is like speed running a boredom contest. Like, wow, man.
That's great.
Hey, dude, it's unbelievable. He's a modern artist.
Yeah, he really is.
I liked his one from today. I can't wait until I get married so I can never go on Twitter again.
Yeah, right. I was messaging him like, you sure? Like, what? What if she's on here too? How do you know? He's a king.
I got a DM of someone I know arguing with me about the dick to height ratio. Out of nowhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you're bringing that back?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since a week ago. And he's like, in fact, the formula of length, blah, blah, blah. Like a whole paragraph.
Oh, shut the fuck up, dude.
You fucking shut the fuck up. It's so true. It's so true. Cotton, you scored high on that one. You had a powerful ratio.
Yeah, my internet's gonna die in like 30 seconds. So.
How do you know? Hell yeah. How do you know?
Because
how do you know?
It is what it is, dude. I get a win, and Jay, you know, calls his, you know, uncle or his
Listen,
cousin
Cotton,
or whatever, and then
no,
you know,
Cotton.
It's gone
I'll
like
let
that.
You have that win because for like three episodes in a row, I've absolutely fuck you up the ass.
See, so. I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to the faggot that was messaging you.
Dude, it's
oh, I'm sorry.
Well, read Google. The paragraph. Read the paragraph. Don't just tease.
So, okay, I'll read you the entire thing. He starts talking about his own ratio. In order for me to have a dick to height ratio of 7:1, I would need a cock at the volume of 532 inches cubed. I'm 6'4" in inches. That's 72 plus 4 equals 76 inches. 7 times 76 equals 532. 532 to 76 is 7:1. If just height is considered, then I need a 532 inch dick. If girth is also considered, then I can't read all this.
Yeah, this is a really long way to be like, man, my dick is small. I'm sorry. My dick is tiny.
I cannot read that.
That baby dink.
Like, imagine he's doing math.
He's doing the formula wrong,
hey,
too. He has to divide his fucking height.
Tell him, don't worry. They're starting to. Tell him, don't worry. They're starting to debate whether they should make porno for him.
That is.
My dog.
Yeah,
he got a baby dink.
That's bad. That was listeners, don't ever be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Don't tell me. Yeah. You know who actually Reed Coverdale had a small dick. I had to lie and tell him that his ratio was good for
what are you talking about? He showed you? Oh, he gave you his ratio.
He gave me the ratio. And I for the joke to work, I had to tell him that he was hung, but he's not.
So now was it his height that was doing him in or his girth?
He didn't give me the measurements. So he just had a bad ratio. So I don't think
you don't know.
So you don't know why.
Yeah,
he could be packing tall.
Like seeing the photos of him, like that Eliza Blue or whatever the trafficked bitch is. She's like she's tall. So
how do you know she's tall? Who? I don't even know who he's talking about.
The bitch was traffic.
I don't want to. Can I? Can you? Can I? I don't want to know.
You should.
This is listen, Bert. You should have gone Freedom Fest.
Yeah, maybe I should have.
You could have met all these colorful characters.
Yeah, I had a great time hanging out.
Bert, your first mistake.
He sent like a bunch of characters that were in for one page. Just fucking run right through them as different colors.
Oh my god!
Look at the background. No, look at the background. Aforementioned philosopher next to a child.
Was that at Freedom Fest? If it would be fitting for a festival full of predators.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go.
Oh, he's
Freedom
going
Fest,
to another
baby.
Predator. Oh, there
yeah.
We go.
See now, here's the thing. Fest,
Reed seems
now,
like a
now I'm defending Reed. I'm defending Reed here, and I'm gonna say, what if Clint and Reed are both 4 foot two?
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Clint
think
said
why not?
Two. He said he's 6'2".
Who said he's 6'2"?
Clint has said that.
Clint has said, well, Clint could, well, then I got to think.
Well, respect talking up your boys, you know?
Based
like that,
off
that's
the photos,
okay.
Based off the photos I've seen from Freedom Fest, Reed seems like he is at least average height of 5'10".
Ooh,
so his peepee is small.
If you if you have a bad ratio, don't you want to be taller? So then the PP is at least bigger, like
compared to the rest of. The trick: you want to be shorter, so your dick looks bigger. Because that's the whole point of the ratio. How does your dick look?
Yeah,
so you could be like 4 feet and packing a 5-incher, and it looks like you got massive meat.
I never thought about this.
You gotta trust a dude who's dressed like a porn director right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you invent this formula to justify?
Yes, he did. Yeah, we figured that one out.
This whole thing.
Oh yeah, no, this was entirely centered around making my 2-incher look big.
That's now, fair enough.
If we're gonna get really serious, I gotta make a change.
He is not playing to the radio right
God
now. Very base.
Wow.
Very basic.
Let's get
talking.
Down to business, fellas.
Let's get down all to right. business. So, what do you want
Mr.
to talk
porn
about?
Porn director, Jay.
Shalom.
Explain why your dick is average and the only average one.
Because
I assume based off you creating the formula.
Because I am but, 5 foot four, and I
right.
got a 3-inch schmeckle, so I had to make a formula. Okay. Bert is shaking his head because he's seen I'm taller than him, so he doesn't want to admit that he's 5 foot two.
Well, you know,
ratio is really good then.
I
want to hear other Jewish words for dick. I thought schmeckle was a good one.
Schmeckle, schmuck, you're
Is that what schmuck means?
Yeah, you're schwanz. Schwanz is my favorite.
I still have the German captions on, and it keeps saying you guys are. Hold on, let me see here.
Saying some dirty words, saying some really bad words. Schmageggy? No.
I'm just assuming that every Yiddish word for asshole is actually a word for dick, because that's usually what it is.
No, Henry Winkler.
Henry.
That's one.
I think that goes to my shoal.
Yeah. That's just, true.
Your internet like hasn't it. Died, by the way.
No, it's
because he didn't roast me, so the internet didn't go down.
The shut the fuck up.
Just wait till he pulls out the soundboard, then it's gonna go down.
I'm not gonna pull out the soundboard. Right, it's a very failed soundboard. But right,
this is very failed soundboard.
I don't know.
Wow.
Too long. Nobody's pulled out a firearm, so
fair enough.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey boys. I shot my first firearm the other day.
I saw
Congratulations.
I did.
I wasn't even fucking there, you asshole.
That's true, you weren't there, but you shouldn't have flaked. You shouldn't have flaked.
I didn't fucking flake, you piece of shit.
And you
I got mine on me. You can't see it, but you can hear it.
You got the piece? Nice.
Yes,
you got
yes,
the piece.
Jay,
yeah, man.
Jay,
you won't
shoot your wall right now. You won't do it.
Oh, don't shoot. No, fucking. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, listen, Jesus. We're not burning boots, okay? A firearm does not go off live
in the
show.
Everyone's strapped up. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Oh, Bert's got the AK with the beam on it. Let it eat on repeat.
You got the Draco.
Wow, everybody brought their pieces out. Yeah, so
Steffi's got
We did a little.
You got a box cutter.
Box cutter.
Jersey
a
moment. Box cutter.
That's some New Jersey shit. Yeah, that's some New Jersey shit. Are you now that I'm on my way out, there's not really as much representation from New York anymore in this community. New Jersey's hanging by a thread. Steppy, are you planning on staying?
Oh, I mean, my wife, you know, she's got connections here, so yeah.
You can't leave your bowl alone. I get it.
I see. Does she happen to be a member of the tribe?
Italian, correct.
Okay, very interesting.
Cotton, are these podcasters in the room with you right now?
Sorry. No.
No, shut the fuck up, man. That's just a great. I like that. Shut up, man. So next time somebody drums, it's gonna be like, you know, Republicans are accusing us of eating baby dicks and stuff like that. That's gonna be my new like, shut, please stop, just shut up.
Yeah.
Man, I hear that click. Yeah, you fellas, it was a boatload of fun. It was a boatload of fun. I had a lot of fun there. I'm officially a what is it called when a northern person who moves snowbird. Down to the south?
Snowbird.
Snowbirds because they go back to New York. I'm not going back to New York.
We just call it eating pussy, dude.
I'm
eating pussy, brother.
You eat pussy? What are you, gay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very. I'm officially a
transplant.
Well, it's
transplant
based on what?
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Thank God.
We'll talk off air about the logistics of it, because I don't know about whether or not you've owned property there for a while. I don't know if that counts, but I guess we'll find out. Anyway, I'm very excited. I'm gonna be very happy to be gone from the Northeast Coast. It sucks. It's an awful place. You're the probably one of the few representatives left in that general area there, Ace.
Yeah, me and Steppy, right?
Yeah, the two of you.
And Ace was a traitor because he was in South Carolina.
That's right. I was a Southerner for a couple years.
You defected from the greatest state in the nation. How do you feel?
I feel terrible, but that's not because of that.
I would not call South Carolina the greatest state in the nation.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh, here's Bert's Jewish coming out. Wow.
Greatest, you say?
I would say Tennessee is probably the greatest in the nation.
No, first of all, no landlocked state will ever be the greatest.
Imagine not having an ocean. Fucking right.
That's a very good point.
So landlocked is a state of mind, not a state of being.
We're not landlocked. We got the Ohio River, dog.
And then I'd say Florida is probably number two.
Yeah, imagine not being able to catch fucking catfish out of your fucking big old water that you got there.
I lived in Illinois for years, right on the Mississippi River. There were some mutated catfish in that river.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, let's go. On.
You can't eat the fish out of that river.
No, it's extra fish.
Mm-hmm. Polpo, I can go on my phone right now. I live in Miami. I can get plenty of catfish right now. Just open up the
phone. Yeah, I'm sure you've been catfished quite a bit. Being on.
I have been, yes.
That's true.
Let's not get into how I lost my virginity, okay?
Oh, Thaddeus Russell.
I have nothing but good things to say about Aaron.
Yo, he was over here getting catfish, then he got some hammerhead.
Mm-hmm. and then he got some poof. He got that coof.
He got grapefruited.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, if my dick could fit through a grapefruit, that wouldn't be too bad.
Wait, got that sperm.
You can drill an arbitrarily small hole in the grapefruit, so the only way it doesn't fit is wider than the grapefruit.
Right.
the girth fitting is not an issue. It's the length, you know.
But if you just go in,
what the fuck are you talking about?
The amount of grapefruit I have to cut is like not even grapefruit anymore.
They did sodomy on the grape.
What the fuck are you talking about? There's not enough grapefruit. What are you talking about?
Like, that would like, be such a small amount of grapefruit that I couldn't even call that a grapefruit.
Okay, wait, Jay, is your penis like longer yeah, than the skin is thick of a grapefruit?
What the fuck does that
so,
mean?
Like, you know, girth-wise, I have no problem fitting it.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, but it's the length. It's like, you would look at it, if I have to, like, you cut the grapefruit in half, because very few people can fit through the entire grapefruit. It's a pretty big fruit.
No, it's barely even...
Okay, think about it like this. It's like, if you put it in once in a girl, you didn't lose your virginity. So it's like, if what I am able to put
half?
Into the...
What? Do you have to see it come out the other side? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is he speaking Yiddish?
I don't understand.
All I want to know, okay, listen to me very carefully. Okay. We'll figure this one out together. Listen to me very carefully. You have a grapefruit. It's a sphere. Not much to think about. It's a sphere. You take a paper towel roll, right? Are you following me? You following me?
Uh-huh.
Right? And pretend that roll of paper towel is the like it's
dicks.
Just a blade that cuts through the grapefruit to the other side of the grapefruit. You understanding what I'm putting down? There's a toilet paper roll sized cylinder going through the grapefruit. Through the grapefruit. And are you now saying that your penis is too big for
too small
that hole? You're saying it's too small.
I don't know what's so hard to understand that I am not packing enough meat for it to even count as penetration.
You said it wasn't going to be a grapefruit anymore, which made me think, what are you doing with a grapefruit?
Think about you're cutting the grapefruit, you know, you're chopping it up. You're not dicing it, but you're slicing it, and you got the grapefruit, and you're cutting a butt off. Now
what the fuck are you saying?
What the fuck are you saying?
Wait, does Jay not know what a grapefruit is?
I don't know what a grapefruit is.
Okay,
I know so you what have a grapefruit.
I think he thinks okay, so, they're way bigger than they are. I think he's thinking of like a cantaloupe or some sort of melon.
Cantaloupe,
but like grapefruit is like it's bigger than an orange. It's not as big as a cantaloupe.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of things that size, but yeah,
it's barely bigger than a big orange.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was a very Trumpian statement. It's barely bigger than a big orange. Okay, it's
okay.
We love getting grapefruited, folks. We love
my oranges are slightly smaller than grapefruits, ladies and gentlemen.
Frankly, some of maybe the biggest I've ever seen.
The last time I saw a grapefruit, I was 13, so I don't know.
What on earth does that imply?
Wait, what is that? Wait. What does that mean?
It has not been my fruit of choice to fuck since I was 13.
What are you saying?
Have you been fucking other fruits? What kind of fruits are you fucking?
I don't know, pineapple. I hear that makes
Brad Palumbo.
Yes. Listen, I hear pineapple makes your cum taste good, so before I go on a date, I fuck a pineapple.
And who's eating it? The peach?
Hey.
Oh. Hey, we do a little joke here.
Hey.
Oh.
It's called We Be Humorous.
Oh.
Hey, I really don't like minorities.
Whoa.
Hey, this guy's fucking joking over here. Come on. I'm joking around.
All right, guys.
Those were all really good steppy impressions.
Yeah. Powerful.
Did you know Andrew Dice Clay is Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Andrew Silverstein. Is that his name? Something like that.
Is Pulpo even a wigger if he looks like a white Mexican?
He
well,
the tilt. Now, we're not getting off of this fruit topic here.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you need to know about fruit?
First of all, a pineapple doesn't seem pleasurable at all. The closer to the inside of a pineapple you get, the more unpleasurable it would be.
I don't get that close to the center.
I feel it. Okay. Oh, right. I forgot. Right. So then what would be like a fruit of the appropriate size for you?
Grapes, blueberries.
Like a blueberry.
No, plum's still a little too big. Blueberries, grapes,
strawberries.
What about like a kumquat?
I fucking hate plums. Fuck,
I don't like
plums
either.
Man.
Yeah,
they suck.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck plums.
Whoa.
I like a good plum. I like a good plum. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here come the bleeding hearts. Here come the bleeding hearts.
I'm a plum apologist. All right.
Unbelievable.
I like a good plum. Okay, I like a good an apricot. You know, no, I don't like.
What'd you call it?
Oh, I like apricot.
Yeah, what's that word?
What do you call it?
What's that word?
A plum.
No.
Oh, look how clever he's being.
Say it again.
Apricot.
Yeah,
an apricot. Do we like that?
Apricot.
The gentleman of the South, please hold your statements towards us, because we acknowledged in the group chat that you have a finer pronunciation of what the American standard. What is it? What's the fruit that rhymes with blapricot? You can't really say both. Blapricot.
Yeah, apricot. This would definitely be a cotton question. I don't have a very southern accent.
Well, it's not a very southern fruit.
I'm trying to think of any time I've heard anyone say it, and I'm like, we just don't eat that shit. Like, it's just straight up.
Wow. I mean, I've had them. They're good. But, like, I mean, I've maybe, like, four times in my life.
Okay. How the fuck do you pronounce an apricot?
Well, I just now pronounced it apricot because I heard you say it.
I don't even know.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say it. I've only
read it. If it was someone from Charleston, South Carolina, they might say apricot.
Apricot.
I don't know a single fucking person that eats those fucking things. Okay, my dick is the size of a pecan. And that's all
pecan, by the way.
He said it.
No, pecan.
He said the word. He said the word pecan.
It's pecan.
He said it.
It's pecan.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's only pecan and butter pecan ice cream, but it's
no,
pecan
that's totally.
No.
I thought it was only pecan
insane.
And pecan pie.
Yeah, it's only pecan.
No.
Like, we have been, on Slurp Gang, we have gone over this extensively.
We have
done it. Okay, it's pecan and it's pecan pie.
That's incorrect. That's false.
It's
I'm not going to explain why.
I do not care.
I'm not going to explain why.
You're wrong.
It's wrong.
You're wrong.
Shut the fuck up.
I just want to apologize how quickly this has devolved into a Slurp Gang episode.
Louisiana is not even a real fucking state. Okay, what do you have?
Wait, Bird. When y'all did the list, do you remember if Louisiana was real or not? Because I don't think it's real.
Louisiana was not real.
I think we decided it wasn't real. Yeah, Florida was real. The realest state in the nation. Did we remember that one?
It was like
South Carolina. Thank you.
I think it was.
It couldn't have been. It is.
No, it was something. I think Florida was like in the top three.
Yeah, so is Texas.
No,
that's weird.
Florida was divided. Florida was.
I don't think, because I wouldn't say Florida's real.
Florida won.
Really?
At the end of the day,
no, absolutely not.
Listen, here's how it worked. Okay, let the Jew explain the math.
Yeah.
It was done in percentage of vote.
Oh, man, this man doesn't know what a fruit is.
I know what fruit are. Okay.
Where did South Carolina fall on the list? If I may ask.
I believe it was
real, but barely.
Was real, but barely.
It was real.
Yeah, I believe it was barely real.
That's fucking bullshit. And
democracy, Bert.
South Carolina is the best state, and it was the first state to secede from the Union. That's based. Also, the Gadsden flag is from South Carolina.
Okay, but what if it's not real?
All right, you know what? I will come to Bert's defense. I am a South Carolina appreciator. I very much like the state. It is a very beautiful state. It's in my top three, but it is not the most real state.
Where was
my top three? Michigan,
Michigan,
and New York. Those are my three favorite states, baby.
Michigan is not. I said this in chat the other day. Michigan is not fucking real.
Not at all. Okay.
It's just it's a void that surrounds Detroit, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Not even a bit. Well, that's not a real place either. What you just said.
No, it's a very real and a very scary place. Okay.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Much like your mind.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, is my mind real? Are any of us real? What is real?
Wow, that's a fascinating subject. We should probably not talk about that because that sounds boring as fuck.
Yes, exactly.
Some French people said, like, I don't know, if you can, like, get a boner, you're real. I don't know.
Get a boner, you're real.
Women are not real. That.
Pulpa, are you wearing any clothes at all?
I don't think he is. I was really concerned for a second. I thought he had no pants on.
Unbelievable.
No, Popo, you're muted.
What was the real
I'm wearing,
estate?
I'm wearing the and ones.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, a man of taste.
Y'all think it, I'm making it man. Up.
No, I never once doubted you.
Yo, do they still make those and one shirts that have like inflammatory slogans on them?
Yes.
Like grab a straw because you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Just pay the bills and you're dead broke. I had that one.
Oh shit. Man. Oh,
is buying your t-shirts from like a convenience store on the beach a wigger moment?
Oh, on the beach? Why does it have to be on the beach?
Because those trash traps. Those tourist trap can
yeah, bro. That's like, very localized to where we live, Jay.
It is, but it's like it's also very real though. Like those convenience stores. That sell,
it's
like,
not a wigger moment.
Yeah, but wigger, but like wiggers are like the largest percentage of wiggers are in the Midwest. There's no beaches.
That's true. But also, we all know those. We all know those convenience stores sell like unlicensed Family Guy T-shirts right on the fucking beach.
Yeah. Or they'll sell the shirts that are like the Dr. Seuss, like bitch one and bitch two and shit like that.
Yeah. It's like, I can very much imagine a coastal wigger wearing those. I loved the high point has fucking Picatinny on it. That is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like wearing a Stewie t-shirt that you bought in a store on the beach. Where are we at with that?
That's just based.
That's called something I'm doing next month.
Yeah. That was a move I used to pull, and now I don't buy shit. So yeah. I can't really. I haven't bought shit in months.
The real Chad move is just go in without clothes, you know? Or no, go in with clothes, come out without clothes.
Without clothes, right.
That's yeah.
Right.
That's the move. How much of a wigger move is just doing PCP?
About a.
Like on a scale from 1 to 10.
Smaller, but like. I think it's
zero. It's a zero
yeah.
Wigger move.
Yeah, zero. Like, I feel like depressants are going to be more along the lines of not disassociatives.
Like Xanax.
Okay. How about like boofing opioids?
And boofing is not a real boofing, thing. Yeah. I don't think people really.
That's like a frat.
Wiggers are not doing that.
Yeah.
They're not going, oh, let's stick some stuff in my ass.
I'm
like a Mexican teenager that did boof cough syrup.
Well,
he also pissed his pants for money in a group chat.
How do you Oh, that's unfortunate.
And I told him crypto to buy drugs. I'm a very good person.
That's great. I'm glad that you furthered the cause.
Yes,
was he
business.
You agorismed?
Exactly.
Oh, I did it. Stay dead. Now, what was his deal? Was he like, what size fruit was he working with?
I don't know, but I know he did speed off like a Nazi book.
Okay.
Yes, he snorted. He just snorted off like a World War II history book. It was weird.
Is Steve-O a wigger?
Yeah, the Tina Turner Diaries. Am I right, guys?
Oh shit!
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh
boy.
That is the joke.
Get
Damn, dude, you got the whole
cooked
group.
His ass.
You got the whole group fucking rolling right now, man.
Bro, I'm dying.
Damn, man, that was a good joke.
Peter.
In reality, I'm just LARPing as Karin on Slurping.
There it is again, Karin.
I don't know if Steve-O's a winner, by the way. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what is the deal there?
What about Mike Myers?
Mike Myers? Austin Powers?
He wore a lot of white.
Yeah, Steve-O's definitely not a wigger. He's punk.
Hey, how about Boston? How about Boston Powers?
Boston Powers?
Johnny Knoxville is severely inbred.
Park the car in this.
Oh, behave.
You want me to boof this car?
Wait, is that what you think a Boston accent sounds like?
That is exactly what a Boston accent sounds like.
But with
like
a lot more racial slurs, right?
It's like Bronx.
I've never been to Boston, but that's my understanding.
I go to it frequently. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. It's one of the worst cities in America. I hate that place.
I'm from Boston. I really hate black people.
Sounds authentic.
Damn, that's funny.
Do your Boston impression now.
I could probably, if I looked up lines from The Departed, I could probably do it better.
From The Departed.
Oh, man. But then,
I think the trick is that they only have A is their office. Only vowel. So it's
they have no R.
Like it's retarded.
Is there is there an Austin Powers line generator and you can.
I don't know. I've never needed something like that in my life.
Well, what's your favorite line from Austin Powers?
That explains a lot, Jay.
The spy who shagged me. It was wicked.
No, there's
no.
It was wicked smart. My boy wickedly shagged.
I really like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. They're really the best actors.
It's
around.
Funny how no matter what accent you do, it's Jew. It's a Jewish guy
from
that place. It's a Jewish guy from that place.
I run the local synagogue in Boston. Okay.
Yeah.
See, it does all the circumcisions in the South Side. Okay.
It's great, dude, because it does sound like you're from Boston, but also like clearly Jewish. Also, are you capable of doing like a secular Boston accent?
A secular Boston.
Reformed Jew Boston.
All right, Mark Wahlberg is like the best actor around, okay?
That's good, but I think you just have like a rotism there. Like, it just sounds like you can't pronounce R's.
No, Mark Wahlberg is like, you know, Marky Mark is like, I have nothing good to say about Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark, he's got a great, the cheeseburger slap.
With him being a bird, I thought you would have been a fan.
No, because he was the godfather to my first girlfriend. So
what really?
Yeah, I'm 100% legit right now, for real.
Did
Wahlbergs
that ever?
You had a girlfriend
once, and after that, I've strictly been on dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very true.
Imagine. Do y'all remember that movie Pain and Gain? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
With
sure
Mark Wahlberg and The Rock. Imagine dating a girl who that movie is her favorite movie.
Wow.
Imagine that.
I'd be getting brain and brain. Am I right?
What if Jay's girlfriend was a Vietnamese girl and that was his way of paying reparations for his final crime he committed? Because he's like, fine, I'll be a godparent to one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I would date a fucking Vietnamese right fucking now, man. They can. Get
oh, there. Good. That's.
Hey, do you remember what Mark Wahlberg said about the 9/11?
Like a goose. Like a goose.
No. Mark Wahlberg was like, if I was on those fucking planes, they wouldn't have gone in the fucking towers.
they wouldn't have landed in that field in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg would have prevented 9/11.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg is a recurring theme in my fucking life. The first time I got head, it was to Daddy's home.
Is that? I don't know enough about Mark Wahlberg. Is that his song?
That's a Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell movie, and you get John Cena at the end of it.
That's an interesting, actually, line of questioning. Is what is the? Well, I guess if it didn't happen that way, it didn't happen. What is the first movie that you got head to? Mine was Mean Girls.
Oh, not a bad choice.
No,
I
don't think
this.
Yeah,
well, the movie's on, right? I don't know. I'm from the Netflix and Chill generation.
Okay,
maybe you've heard of it.
How about a more general question? What's the
mindless
movie you've had sex to?
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption.
That's a good one. Suspiria.
Great movie.
Shrek the Musical. Great hell movie. Yeah, dude.
Shrek the Musical, did you just say
that?
That's when Jason.
Yes, I got bored 10 minutes in, muted it. My rifle fell from
Why
the bed
you
while
mute
I was
it?
Fucking, and then she queefed on me because it was really bad.
Wait, she what?
She queefed on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she
queefed, and my rifle. Like, my rifle was just standing next to the bedside.
It
and
knocked
it
your rifle off?
Yes.
It was that powerful?
Yes. And I just go, whoops.
The decibel.
That's how he got
the decibel.
She didn't know there was a gun in the room. So when I go, whoops, there goes my rifle.
She did a fear queef.
it produced enough gust to knock the rifle.
It was a magical night.
It is a pressure cannon.
Julia, if you're listening to this, I miss you.
Dude, imagine.
Julia, go on, not a podcast.
Yeah, go.
Dude, imagine.
Julia,
imagine.
Tell not a podcast about the time your dad threatened to murder you. He threatened to murder her and smile in the mugshot.
Okay.
Why? Because he found out she was dating a person of the tribe? Or?
Yeah.
I date really mentally healthy girls, guys.
Yeah. Really wow. That's great. And they sound like they have a strong family support system, too. That's excellent.
Yeah. Don't forget the hookers. Don't forget the ones that became hookers.
Happy. Happy about that.
That's good. I mean, imagine, like, in the same night, you get to watch Shrek the Musical. You get to have sex and you get to scare a woman. I mean,
yeah, as you're watching Shrek the Musical, you're telling her to pass you the kumquat. And then, all right, now give me the grape. Let me show you what this does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Holy shit. You ever see anybody? You ever see anybody fuck a pineapple? He says as he's looking over with his eyes like too wide open, a little too open.
when she passes you the apple core and you give her that look.
It's very presumptive of you to think I can get in an apple core.
It's a my hands look like this, so hers can look like this, except you're ripping open a coconut.
Jay, I'm going to send you an edible arrangement.
Dude, that is a good idea. That's a good idea for a breakup company, the fuckable arrangement.
The Oedipal arrangement.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow.
Oh man. But what about you, Bird? What's the weirdest movie you fuck to?
Suspiria. Are you talking to him?
No, Bert.
Bert.
Oh, me?
Married men don't answer these questions.
That's a good point. Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you. I mean, like, I have no idea.
No, wow. Okay.
I just, if stuff starts getting serious, man, I'll 9 times out of 10 just turn the TV off because it's just hella distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it on mute.
Like, oh shit, the deer hunter's on. Hold on. I'm going to finish this scene.
Wait. A better question than, like, what movie have you had sex to? What would be the weirdest movie that you could have sex to?
Journey to the Center of the Earth, the Brendan Fraser movie, without a doubt.
Clockwork
Orange. I was thinking Clockwork Disney Orange. Remake of that. Or is Brett Fraser in the Disney remake?
He's in the Disney remake.
Okay, yes, I've seen. Did that have the Nazis in it?
Probably.
It's always Nazis with you people.
Yeah.
Just never let it go.
I will say this right now. I would fuck a girl to Oster or Schindler's List.
No. Oh, yeah, come on, man. Okay. Come on.
I don't care.
Oh, boy.
They made a Seinfeld episode about that.
Fucking your girl.
Yeah. No, Jerry and his girlfriend hadn't seen each other in a while, then he got his dick sucked in the Schindler's List screening, and Newman saw him and then told Jerry's parents.
Oh, shit. Oh yeah, and then she's only like 17 or no.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. She's only 17.
It's really weird that Thaddeus Russell does not have a successful sitcom.
Jerry Seinfeld used to have a fucking 17-year-old girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's why. There's like also Bob Saget did not have sex with underage women. He did not.
Okay. Was that like a
assumption? I never heard say, that before. Something that people think
for
he
the
did.
Record, me
yes,
either.
No, this is.
Yeah,
no,
yeah no, me either. Never even thought about it.
Every time there's a roast and Bob Sack is involved, people imply that he has had sex with like the Olsen twins when they're underage. And a lot of shit. Yeah.
Are you his agent or?
No, his dad runs the talent company. It's close.
I signed an non-disclosure agreement. I can't talk about Bob. I can't talk about Jerry. I can't talk about any. I can't talk about Harvey.
I never, would have thought that Bob Saget would have been accused of something like that. Yeah. I don't associate him that way, really.
Well, because
I
he didn't. He did not have sex with those underage girls.
Biden kids blood thing. It's like, just don't say it then if it's true. Like,
bring
it up.
That's true. Joe Biden, go on, not a podcast. Yeah,
I got a good joke.
Oh no.
Okay.
I got a good joke.
Okay.
All right. So earlier today I was thinking about my big fat Greek wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a wasted opportunity that the sequel didn't take place during the honeymoon and it was my big fat Greek bedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Woo! Yep.
That's it. That made my dad fall out.
No way, dude.
He thought that was so funny.
Your dad is an excellent person. Bar holy one-liners. Shit. He rocks.
What is the difference between an Al-Qaeda outpost and an Afghani elementary school?
What?
I don't know. I just fly the drones.
Oh man.
All right, we need to get better material now.
Cotton, tell the bird the joke I told you to tell your dad.
Okay, it's coming back. We were talking about hummus. And
as a person does. Very ready.
We were talking about hummus.
when you wanted me to tell my, you go ahead and tell it. I'm not gonna.
No,
because when you wanted me to tell it to my dad, I took a screenshot, but I'm not gonna find it.
He wants the funny person and to tell it.
I'm not gonna.
No, we'll just
dude.
One of my favorite bits, Cotton,
is when you give up and fucking.
Yeah, it's
insane.
It.
It's funnier
to not tell it for the audience at this point.
Well,
yeah, the joke will be the.
I won't tell it then.
The joke will be the Patreon exclusive.
Okay, it's all good.
Can you like just get your dad in the room and you just step out?
No, he's a boomer. He's sleeping.
Oh,
wake him
well,
up.
Shout
I don't
out.
Give a shit.
No, I'm not going to wake
shout
him
out.
Up.
No.
No, I love him too much.
Oh.
Imagine
so
loving
cute.
Your father. What the fuck?
So cute.
Many such cases.
Wait, can I tell the joke?
Yeah, I don't care.
What's the difference between hummus and Baba Ghanoush?
What?
What?
I wouldn't pay $50 to have Baba Ghanoush on my face.
God damn it, Stephanie.
No, that wasn't it. It was chickpeas and garbanzo beans.
Yeah,
Oh, because the joke is you don't want the chick to pee on my face.
Mm-hmm.
It's the chair.
Oh, how do we feel about piss fetishes?
My dad didn't like that.
Whatever, bro. Whatever. You want to get pissed on? Join the do whatever you
gotta do. See, I wouldn't get pissed on. I would piss on somebody.
Well, okay. I don't want to talk about this. I don't understand why this is a discussion that we have to have.
You don't feel comfortable talking about it? You have to
we
suggest
have to
a new discussion.
But see, now that you've objected, now.
Yeah.
No, so no, like, I have a good discussion.
All right, so
let's see. Topics Jay has proposed. Like talking about everyone's circumcision, penis ratios, what kinds of fruit you can have sex with, and then pee fetish.
Yeah.
This is the Zoomer mind.
Yes.
The Zoomer mind.
The
Zoomer psyche.
The
Zoomer occupied government.
Man, I don't. Just pee on me and move on. That's what I'm saying. Just pee on me and move on.
I mean, I expect that from you, Bird.
Get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fucking get it over with. Just fucking get it over with. Yeah. Whatever.
Right, that's our ad spot for children.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, no. See, that's.
Listen, the real reason I'm asking is I have a very full bladder right now, and I need to know.
I don't think just go and take
Jay,
a piss.
Jay,
give us a break from your olfactory fetishes and go and take a piss. Jay. And
no. Wait, are you going in a maker's bottle?
Jay, don't do it. Don't pull an Ari Shaffir.
Have y'all all right?
Wouldn't an
all
Ari
right.
Shaffir just
hold
be
on?
Like,
hold
out,
on.
Go, bang, bang, bang.
No.
That's the question. Have you ever peed on a podcast? in a jug?
No.
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 Bird.
Okay. Neither. I mean, neither have I.
Oh, okay. I can do it right now if you want me to.
No, I don't.
Wait. What is the... I have an important question. What is like how intoxicated is everyone?
I'm not at all.
I got zero. A good buzz going right now.
Yeah, I'm zero. I see birds rocking and
I had a glass of wine, but I'm fine.
A glass of wine.
That shit got me fucked up the other day.
I heard about that, Jay.
I was fucking gone.
It was hilarious. You were like on the verge of having a panic attack, but you were keeping it cool.
One and a half hits. It eventually got to a point in the car where I was just like,
you're talking to deer.
I was talking to deer. I was riffing jokes to no one, and nobody wanted
just
to
like
deal
the show.
With me.
Whoa, just like now.
Exactly. Riffing
exactly.
jokes.
Exactly.
Very cool.
I had so many tweets to send out when I was high off my ass, and I did not send them.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, he was. We were driving around in a relatively wild area. Small dirt road. And we saw a deer, and the deer was clearly had seen many, many people before because it stayed there and just watched us. You know, it's sitting there and he's just going, get the fuck out of here. He's like doing like that voice. He's like, isn't your part of the woods? Get the fuck out of here. And he was just doing that loudly. To a deer, and the deer was like not fazed.
Bert, it's mostly because the person that was with us wanted us to get out of the car and go look.
I was so shocked. There was no way I was getting out of the car to see a fucking overgrown rabbit. I don't give a flying fuck about
it. I did not
about
care
it.
About the fucking deer. And then they took us to a fucking racetrack.
I gotta tell you about how the deer is one of my least favorite animals. Everybody knows my opinions on geese here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The deer is number two, without a doubt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, I can't stand them. I think they're some of the worst animals. Absolutely some of the worst animals.
They're dumb as shit.
Dumb as shit. They stink. No, this is informed by many deer encounters and sightings. I used to chill over at, you know where Scranton is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where Scranton is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go about 10 minutes out of Scranton City Center, and it's wild country. I used to be there at my cousin's house all the time. I used to have many deer encounters. They are giant, stupid. They shit everywhere. They eat everything. They're horrible creatures. Number two behind the Canada goose. I don't think I could fight a deer, though. Probably not.
No. Canada goose, though, yeah.
I could probably fight a deer with a Canada goose.
Like it's your ally, like it's fighting alongside you.
No, it's my club. It's a fucking weapon.
All I wanted to do was sit on the couch and listen to shitty Megadeth albums.
Dude, Megadeth sucks.
It fucking sucks. Terrible.
It's crazy and I love it. I mean, I loved it. I had a great time listening to it.
I spent 10 minutes high off my ass ranting about how shitty Dave Mustaine was.
What the fuck is the name of that album? Symphony of Destruction, probably?
No, we weren't even listening to Symphony of Destruction. We were listening to a best of album.
The best of collection.
I hate Dave Mustaine. Fuck Dave Mustaine. I just wanted to sit on the couch and you were like, oh, let's go drive around. I didn't want to drive around.
Yeah, how crazy would it be to like go outside in a beautiful rural area? Isn't that crazy? In the South,
I did not want to see fucking deer.
But lives in Florida. He doesn't want to be out in Florida. He's got
enough. It's wild. I literally cannot wait to be down there so I can never be home and I can be trolling around and living in a car and experiencing the wonderful nature and shit. I can't wait.
You should start identifying as Car Campit. Like,
right.
Oh, not a bad idea. The Florida Car Campit. It would be wouldn't it be ruthless if Childeberg 4, I'm car camping there and I'm like acting like I've been doing it for years.
Right.
He'd be really upset.
You just say, oh, car, I'm glad you're able to make it down this time.
Yeah, it's good to see you, car.
Yeah, Bird.
Let me give you some advice on car camping.
What are we doing for Chile 4? Are we going to fly up there or are we going to drive up there?
No, fuck no. We're driving for sure. We're going to try and organize some sort of a caravan because we got to go through Gomez. to do it. It's going to be a Gomez caravan. Yeah, it's the plan.
Well, I'm gonna be in Tennessee at the time, so I can just meet y'all down.
You
on the
can
coast,
meet us down on the
like
coast,
like Alabama.
Okay, yeah.
I could fly down to where you guys are, and then we could all take
a
big
car.
Drive up.
We're all gonna take one car. We're gonna get into the little sedan, like mm-hmm. six people in one little sedan. Ace, you're gonna have to sit on Colin's lap.
Okay, so. That sounds enjoyable.
I don't know.
Talk about the first thing that comes up.
We could take Popo's that.
Popo's down.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, we're not driving to Kentucky, one. So you got to come down. Okay.
It's Popo. Gonna. But my plan is it's gonna take like a few days. Yeah, my plan is that we're gonna take our Gomez. My plan is to like experience as much of the coast as I can.
Oh yeah, no, dude. If we're not doing a fucking Ocala trip again, like I'm taking a week off from work.
Yeah, we're do- well,
fuck,
we are. I'm gonna take a week off.
That. You fucked me with that.
We're gonna we're definitely gonna be doing that. So like anybody who's going to Childeberg, we can fucking form a caravan. I don't give a shit. Let's get roll up like the Mongols to Childeberg 4.
Right.
Because there's gonna be some.
See, I would roll up like the tribes. So
we're gonna be rolling up like the Mongoloids.
Oh.
oh boy, caught his background now.
We're retarded.
Can we?
Oh my god, there he is.
Can we take a second for Kevin Cassidy though? Like I know we talked about him at the beginning, but
that's not Archie
what
Flowers.
The fuck is that guy?
No, that's Kevin Cassidy.
What?
No, it's Kevin Cassidy.
That guy. I mean, his Twitter is just, it's not just bad takes, it's weird takes.
Love
he had a feminist
tweet
the other day.
Very odd.
There all right,
there we go. Now
there it is.
You did Childeberg. A 0 to 100. We went from Kevin Cassidy to based.
Yeah, very based. The Childeberg photograph, yeah. Extremely based stuff. I'm looking forward to the next one. Hopefully everybody can make it out. We're going to pack that place for sure.
Yeah. Again, fuck you for not letting me go to Childeberg.
All right, relax. You should have planned better.
Fuck you. You know what? You should have go fuck yourself.
Wait. I can't let Jay get away with this because he said, yeah, I'm definitely going to be able to go to Childeberg. He said, definitely going to be able to go.
Yeah, and then you know what I did? I ran out of fucking money because Bird on the fucking
Make more money. Hashtag right. King, just real King
make
Pills.
More money, bitch.
More money, bitch.
I am trying to make more fucking money, but you know who won't work in my fucking business? This Italian motherfucker.
I'm not ever working at your business. I'm King Pill.
I'm working
at
your business.
King Pill. I work for myself. I'm a Sigma male.
I
work
take
for myself.
Cotton, you want to move down to Florida? You can work for me.
Stephanie, I will move down to Florida.
You
want
to move to Florida? You can work for me.
I'll fucking do it.
Imagine having Jay as your boss.
I was about to say that.
Terrible.
I was about to say I would rather be under a bridge, addicted to crack like Aaron, than have Jay as
my boss.
We
got a hand raiser over here. Hold on, gentlemen.
Come
on, gentlemen. We got a hand raiser over here. Please, Popo.
I think
Popo, you're muted.
You're
Popo.
You're
muted.
I just like the button, dog.
No.
Okay.
Popo, do you want to lay pavers? I can have you laying pavers.
Yeah, I'd lay some pavers right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure. What she look like, dude? Right. I'll lay anybody.
Oh, you fucking!
Got the fucking bitch.
Oh, you got my good old show.
The fucking whoa!
I totally get the fuck out of here.
She was a fucking whoa. She was a fucking whore.
Come on, Tone. She was a fucking whore.
In
I
a
fucked whore. Her with the big fucking deal.
Oh, God. You know, all right, you
I'm
know
loading up
the,
some new
things. You know
a
who
new
is
image?
The Ralph in this chat
I've got
right now? You know who's the Ralph? Something.
Who's
the
Ralph?
Bird is the Ralph. Bird is the Ralph.
Oh, wow. That's clever. That's
not really, okay. I don't know what that means.
The roast.
He's watched The Sopranos.
What else you got? Show us a photograph.
They're sending. You can't see it. I'm trying to airdrop them.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
You pull up your fucking phone. It's just green screens.
Well, man, I'm just let me see what I got on my computer.
Probably
I got some.
Chilling.
Let me check my.
This really feels more like Slurp Gang episode than.
Yeah, Jay, you devolved this so quickly.
It's not specifically a TLA.
There's one.
The only time I was on something and it didn't devolve was the Spooktacular.
That's right. We managed to keep you serious for 30 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, because
who is that?
Like
Twilight.
That's Pete Buttigieg.
I'm in talks right now to get plant based on not a podcast.
Oh, awesome!
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna see what that plant's based on.
Why
what
this thing?
Oh, what that plant do? What the plant doing?
What the plant?
I hope to have an answer of what the plant is based on by the end of the episode.
Right. I would like that as well.
He's gonna give me some like rocks on the head.
I love Go On Not a Podcast so much. Yeah. I love that phrase. I love what it stands for.
You haven't been on, curious.
Yes, wow. I haven't been on because I forgot that I was a podcaster for 2 weeks. And so it was an issue because I have a bad memory. But I'll
also,
have to be on soon.
You don't get mobs of people telling you to go on Not a Podcast.
Yeah, I really don't. Nobody's also, I feel like I'm not wanted.
Also, you've been on twice.
Yeah.
And Bert, from one tribe member to one semi-tribe member, where's my invite?
The what?
Asking to get on Not a Podcast is the quickest way to never get on.
Right, yeah.
I'm not asking to get on. I never said
you're,
I'd
yeah,
go
you're
on.
Doing something worse. Yeah, you're inquiring as
yeah,
if,
he's
as
scheming.
If,
he's making a deal.
I'm figuring out a way to tell the timeline. I said no to Not a Podcast.
Well,
I mean, you
can't say no to something
you
were never
asked.
I'm now, man.
That's a shame, like, man. I don't care. That hot girl doesn't need to ask me out because I'll just tell her no anyway. So I guess
exactly. Sigma shit. Fair enough. You walk up to the hot girl. You walk up to the hot girl in the gym, and you get her off her headphones, and you tell her, "Sorry, you're not my type."
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we didn't invite you. I sent on Twitter at the ADL 100 times. Go on Not a Podcast on hundreds of their tweets. I've
I have been disowned by the ADL a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that you know that happening with those weather machines. You know, it goes wrong sometimes.
The weather machines, the space lasers. Like you guys remember that? Like that shit that happened in Iran a year ago that like almost caused a war.
No.
No,
yeah,
that's
there was like
top
some,
secret.
There's,
you weren't supposed
yeah,
to tell
there's
that.
Like some explosions
yeah,
or
I don't
some
know.
Shit. I don't know.
Me neither.
Anyway, guys, I got some new images.
Okay.
Let's see what you have.
Let's see. How about this? Give it a second.
One.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Oh. Good stuff.
There okay, we go.
Patron saint.
That's very true.
Patron saint. He's looking over me.
Patreon Saint. Dude, that's a great name. The Patreon Saint Pete Quinones. That's a great name, actually.
I'm very smart.
That's fucking excellent, dude. That was really 100%.
Bert, you're gonna have to work on
this.
Your
is
what the fuck is that?
That's Kanye. I can tell.
Kanye. Yeah, obviously Kanye's body. Man, I was literally about to be like, so how about Donda? I'm not going to go down that road. That would be fucking boring. That would be fucking boring.
Who wants to talk about Kanye all day anyway?
Right? He couldn't even win the presidency.
Jay. We could talk about Jay having sex with fruit more. That's something way more. Right.
He's rebelling. He's rebelling.
About the grapes. So it really is fucking
enough. Enough.
Yeah, you should Google Chiquita Banana Rule 34.
I'm gonna do that right now, actually.
But Chiquita Scoop talk stupid. Never mind, that's a little whiny. You got that banana clip.
Yeah.
Banana clip. Let Chiquita speak.
What is that?
That's
what are you saying?
It's from the song. I think John.
Yeah.
See, from the Carter Four.
There goes the internet for Cotton. Cotton does a dip. He's out. So, I don't know. Fellas, we've done a whole lot. We're about to look at something I don't want to see.
No, Jay, no.
Oh, boy. You know what? You know what? I'm not against that.
No GMOs.
No GMOs. Dang.
That looks pretty GMO'd. For the listeners, that was Jay just pulled up some Rule 34 of the Chiquita Banana Woman,
and she's a double stack.
Cotton missed.
He should. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was
it.
The only lucky one who
he's about to miss the rest of it because I think, fellas, I'm going to call time on this. We all happy about that? Should we do some plugs?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go first. TLE. Timeline Earth. Don't listen to Aaron's show, please. Everywhere else you can find it. Not a podcast, boys.
Are you plugging it for us?
No, you do, please.
Oh, yeah, do not a podcast. Patreon.com/NAPOfficial, at Neocon Remover, at Pascal's Wigger.
Yes! Which is such an excellent name. Completely great.
So great.
Steppy, do you want to do a plug?
Yeah, at Pascal's Wigger.
Yes.
Follow that account.
Now that's the boy. Yeah, that's some goon shit right there. Slurp Gang boys, Cotton not included because he his internet crapped. Yeah, Ace, you want to do a plug?
Sure. Well, you can unfortunately listen to me, Jay, and Cotton on the Slurp Gang podcast, and you can follow me on Twitter at Pascal's_Wigger.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can find me at CotternArchist. I have a lot of alts, so let me bear through it. At please no.
Sure.
And on my main backup, you know, at peaceful_slave, and you can check us out at Slurp Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, also at the help@chase.com, you can get me there.
I guess just me. You can find me at @bmutualist. If you see me on the timeline, say, "Hey, you're lost. Go home. Go back to not a podcast." So just let me know if you see me.
That's
on the
very
timeline,
true.
Lost. Tell me go home. Go on not a podcast.
That's very true, and we wish him well, and we hope he gets home soon. For all the listeners, thank you for tuning in. Bye. Squaw.
Squaw.
Squaw. Squaw.